preferably about 10.
Another line runner calling me for advice.
Bailey, pick up the phone.
Okay. Sounds like Bailey.
Okay, anyway, I'm not calling for you. I'm calling for January,
oh.
And I talked to her about something that you're...
Same to you.
See if I have room over for this show. Rich,
tried to get a hold of you. I guess you're not there. Thank you. Bye.
You obviously don't listen, Rich. I've been
Hello?
Gone.
Are you there?
Bob again. Okay.
Bob? Again. Checking in. You haven't called your machine to see, to catch my last message, which came in at 3:30 or so, thereabouts, last night, in the morning.
I wasn't here, Bill.
Paul, I might be able to drop by this evening since I might be in town.
Good, you drop by, Paul, because I won't be here. That's the best time to show up.
Matter of fact, after that Todd Kanvonik here.
He has been, he's talking about, is he talking about drugs?
Anyway.
Can you want me that quarter after?
Hi, this is Brian W. Feedback.
Brian, another line runner needing ideas.
This is not for playback, Nino, not even on, like, the six-shooter, so don't be an asshole, okay?
Oh, well, excuse me, Brian. Okay, thanks a lot for your help, okay? So what'd you do, just come over here and make tapes? You didn't water the plants? You didn't feed the dog? The Paul Mac is still running? Look at this spider plant is all dried up. My Diffenbachia, my pothos are all drier than hell. My windows still need washing. The last time I hired Brian Feedback as a maid to take care of my house, look at this, he even left his I Love to Cook book on my floor. Where's that nuke button?
Good time, and you know, I heard the Canadians are very friendly people. Now I know why. They're lonely. And visited Portland, my brother in Portland. It was snowing like crazy there, but the weather was nice. And spent a lot of money at Circus Circus in Nevada and miscellaneous other things. Went to go fishing at Yale Lake in Washington. Spent $14 on a $9 fishing license. Went to launch the boat to find out that the ramp is 6 feet above water. The prices went up and the water went down. And but I did have a very good time visiting family and what have you. But I am back. I want to thank Brian Feedback for taking set that he didn't wash my windows and vacuum the rug like I asked him to, okay? Then I get back to California and find out that half of Hollywood's dead. Johnny Olsen, Simone Signore, Rock Hudson, Yul Brynner, Orson Welles, all gone. There's only one more to make it six. And then I find out that the Dodgers are struggling to get into the World Series. God knows if they're going to make it. And the lottery has started here in California, gang. That's right. And I spent all my money on the Oregon lottery. Now I've got no money left to play the California lottery, okay? So, yes, I am mad as hell. And when I get mad, I nuke things. And I've got a lot of house cleaning to do here at Telefun. So stick around because you're not going to want to miss this episode of Caller Collage.
A face which will live in infamy. Thank you.
out there. I'd just like to say welcome back, Neil. And I hope that you and Jen and your cute little daughter Lindsay had a real cute little time out there and up north where we went. Anyway, I just wanted to call in to say, hey, you know this Orson Welles dude? Well, you know, he was really, really fat, okay? Now, he died a few days ago. Oh, yeah, and who's that other dude? The Prince and me or the Prince and I or something? Or, oh, no, the King and I, that's it. Hugh Brenner or something? I think he was on the Ten Commandments. He was that dude that was really bummed because Moses took his girlfriend. Anyway, I just like to say that, man, these people have a lot of nerve dying at the same time. Don't they know that they have a lot of fans out there? They must have some really big plans wherever they're going. Anyway, I just like to tell you that I'm sitting here drinking my coffee in the morning, you know, trying to get all these little weekend update things together. And it's really a mess. I think I just really messed everything up here. But I just hope, Nino, that, you know, you have a really good time. And, hey, next time you guys leave, why don't you take me with you? Anyway, I'd like to tell all your fans out there on telephone that, hey, it's always something. Good night, my little Rosanna, Rosanna Dennis.
Oh.
Hi, Brian.
Gee, I'm glad you're making a tape for Nino. It should be real interesting. Why don't we talk about AIDS as a topic?
On your Rosanna Dana impersonation there. Good job, Brian. Welcome back, Nino. How was the day game? Well, thank you much. Bye-bye.
Well, hello, bud. This is Tom. How you doing? I'm fine. How about yourself? Glad to see that you are back once again from the great white north, you know. Good dig. Okay, that was a beauty. Okay. So I'd like to say that everybody have a great day and don't drink too many beers and go out on the road, eh? Because it is dangerous, eh?
Pull!
What? No six-shooter?